The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries, with the prayer that you may realize our American system, in its original form, was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally, and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. One of America's most important founding fathers made the following statement about education. He said, "We have a dangerous trend beginning to take place in our nation. We become accustomed of late to putting little books into the hands of children containing fables and moral lessons. We are spending less time in the classroom on the Bible, which should be the principal text in our schools. The Bible states these great moral lessons better than any other man-made book." Thus spoke Fisher Ames, the founding father who authored the wording of the First Amendment to the Constitution. Could this founder have possibly wanted the, quote, separation of church and state that liberals now say that amendment supports? But to continue our thoughts on education. Since education teaches children how to think, and since those thought processes become the ideas which operate our economy, government, and education system in the next generation, education is the most important cultural institution in our nation. Nothing is more important in the life of a republic than what is taught to its children. So, if America became the greatest nation in world history, what type of education made it that? Listen again to the words of Fisher Ames. He asked, "Should not the Bible regain the place it once held as a schoolbook? Its morals are pure. Its examples are captivating and noble. The reverence for the sacred book that is thus early impressed lasts long, and probably, if not impressed in infancy," he said, "never takes firm hold on the mind. By teaching all the same, the Bible will justly remain the standard of language as well as of faith." End quote. George Washington agreed with Fisher Ames on the Bible being taught to school children. When three Delaware Indian chiefs sent their sons to Washington asking that they be educated in our schools, Washington replied, quote, "You do well to wish to learn our arts and ways of life, and above all, the religion of Jesus Christ. These will make you a greater and happier people than you are. Congress will do everything they can to assist you in this wise intention." George Washington understood the importance of children being taught the way of Jesus Christ if they were to be a help to this new nation, which he and many others were sacrificing so very much to establish. Likewise, Dr. Benjamin Rush, the father of our original public schools in America, believed the very same way. Dr. Rush stated, "I ask what mode of education we shall adopt so as to secure to the state all of the advantages that are to be derived from the proper instruction of youth. And here I remark that the only foundation for a useful education in a republic is to be laid on the foundation of Christianity. Without this, there can be no virtue. And without virtue, there can be no liberty. And liberty is the object and life of all republican governments." So what's different in our schools of today? Dr. Rush answers that with these words, quote, "The great enemy of the salvation of man, in my opinion, never invented a more effective means of removing Christianity from the world than by persuading mankind that it was improper to read the Bible at school." Shouldn't you be insisting your children be taught the Bible in school? If the teaching of the Scripture in the school made America the greatest nation in world history, should we not restore it to the classroom? Is it not worth fighting for, parent, teacher, school administrator? Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children. And you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries by visiting www.heritageministriesky.net. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.